Welcome to the Danny and Tammy Show with your hosts, Danny McDuffie and Tammy Nicholson.
Tam's out having herself some fun.
Yeah, guilty. So I got a ride up to Gilligan's and they have live music till 10. So I like listening to like the local bands and...
I love that you told me that earlier in the day. I'm going to take Megan to work and go listen to the music and go down to Siesta Key. And I'm like, okay, Tammy, have a nice time. That sounds glorious. Can I join you? Because it's been the rainiest, muckiest, most humid Michigan summer.
Really? I don't miss that.
The beach sounds excellent.
Now, do you live close to the beach? I say beach because like the Great Lakes are... Michigan's version of beaches, you know.
I don't live super close to any of the Great Lakes, but yeah. You know, it's like a 2-hour drive in either direction. I'm sort of in the middle of the state. I'm more near Detroit. I live in Metro Detroit actually. So, but I will say that the county that I live in has lakes everywhere. Mm. Lakes all over the place. But yeah, it's not the beach.
I like the lake, though. I don't like the beach. I don't like the ocean. I mean, it's beautiful, and being on the boat is fine. But I don't want to get eaten by sharks.
Yeah.
I get scared of sharks. I'm afraid of sharks, and, like, me and Maddox would go to the beach, and I'm, like, the paranoid mom. I'm like, no, you're out past your knees. Come back. The shark, I know.
I totally get it.
Yeah. Yes, Maddox. Not one word all day. Yeah. You want some ice cream? Absolutely. Can you wait until I'm done with the podcast? No, thank you. Ice cream.
Like a 15-minute block in our day that will forever be the time you're most needed.
Oh, yes. Always. Does not matter. If it's like they know. They know when you're on the phone or anything else.
Without fail. And then the funny thing is, like, we don't even have like a set day and time to record. I mean, I know we've been talking about keeping it consistent, but we've just been connecting when we're able to, but they still know. Kids know.
I think so. And I think with our consistency, it just comes down to the craziness of our life right now. But I guess I wouldn't have expected it any other way, at least for me, you know.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Me, I put a schedule board up on my wall.
I saw your schedule board.
And it's there on the wall. It looks nice.
It has words on it, even.
It does. I don't know. Like, maybe from the first week I put it up there.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
You had a good idea for episode 3 today, so.
I think so. I think for me, it's just all over. I don't know how much I know it started big on like another platform, and it's really just all over social media right now about this Aubrey Wyatt. And I don't really want to get much into the case because that's all the specifics of stuff that we really don't know. But we do know that, I mean, she's a girl that got bullied and then took her own life because she couldn't take it anymore. I mean, that is, I've got a teenager, and that is just, I can't imagine being her mom, you know, and it was the mom that found her, and because I don't think anybody should. I couldn't imagine. But it came down to like the bullying was just so bad. And then she was just in middle school. I mean, just middle school. And I know with having a teenager, when Megan started middle school, she went to traditional school. And it was awful. She wasn't bullied, but the stories that she would come home and tell about different things that happened and or different fights in school, it was always the girls. It was always the girls fighting, you know, usually about some boy, which is so sad and ridiculous, you know. But I just think, you know, I was bullied in school. It was awful. I mean, I didn't want to go to school. I didn't, you know, I would try to do anything I could not to, you know, because the girls were so mean to me. And you know, it'd be like, tomorrow at 3:00, we're going to beat you up, you know, or, you know, I would, in the gym locker room, you know, I would get pushed against a locker. And just, you know, and the teachers in those days, you know, they had their favorites, they did. So saying anything didn't make a difference. But now with social media, it's like, Now they've taken bullying to a whole new level. They're just awful. And then even like the clips I seen of like after the girl died, the bullies continued to bully her. They were when it, the mom wasn't announcing how she died, they literally took like a plastic baby doll and and said, oh, made it look like a gun to the head and stabbed and just meanness. And so I don't, I guess just I don't know where bullying comes from. I don't know what makes people. I think it's the bullies almost that are the saddest ones of all, which I that's and that's my opinion. I mean, maybe that's why they do it. I don't know. But I seen it in middle school, and I would say to Megan, well, why'd they get in a fight? Well, so and so looked at so and so's boyfriend. What? So I don't know. It's a hard subject because it I don't understand why it happens. But I know that there's got to be something that can be done. And I think it has to start in the home. That's one thing in my home. We talk about kindness. We're going to show kindness or we're going to walk away. And the only time there's ever a cause to show anything other than that is if you are having to defend yourself in a situation that you feel threatened with. And so but I don't think that people do that. I think people just, girls kick other girls down just to feel better about themselves. And I and it goes on into adulthood. I mean, women, we think we're each other's competition. That's the gist of it. And we're not. If I've said this for so long, if we would, as women, come together and empower each other and stop breaking each other down,
For
we
sure.
literally would rule the world. I
Oh,
mean,
absolutely.
period.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But we're trained early. We're competition for each other. So, and the only way to, be better than that person is to just to stomp that person down to any way you can.
Right.
I don't know.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the herd mentality. So, yeah, you said several things I agreed with, Tammy, and absolutely. Going back to the beginning of our topic here today, which is bullying. Tammy and I both have daughters. My daughter is 16, and her daughter Megan is 17. This Aubrey Wyatt is, her case is very, very sad. But she's one of millions of young ladies, in this country who are bullied. Every day of her life, she was bullied from, I read from 4th grade to 8th grade. So yeah, she never made it past 13 years old. She'll forever be 13 years old. And then, as Tammy mentioned, the bullying continued beyond when she was in her grave. I mean, that's just evil and really sick and twisted to me. And another thing that you said that I absolutely agree with is that it starts in the home. So, and being an educator, being a teacher myself, I see day in and day out these kids. Number one, they need you to listen to them. They need communication. They do need boundaries and consequences and rules but they also need discussions, like really hard discussions, and the uncomfortable ones about who are your friends, who's being left out, is there anyone being picked on at your school? How do you feel about that? Who are the ones doing the picking? And don't let it be my kid. Don't let my kid come home and say they're the one doing the picking, but is it your friends? Who are these people who feel that they need to tear somebody else down? You said it, to make themselves feel better, to make them feel better about themselves. And that's really unfortunate. Bullying has unfortunately been ingrained in our society and just our DNA, us as humans, us as people, from who knows how long. We know generations. We know generations of bullying has happened. Back in the old day, you would, settle it outside, out on the schoolyard, and be done with it, and punches would be thrown, and that would be that. You said it with the social media. they're all behind their screens and, you know, hiding behind their screens being keyboard warriors. And
Yeah, but unfortunately,
unfortunately,
like with us, is when we were younger, we got bullied at school, and it was, limited to the school pretty much, or maybe your neighborhood, where you lived with the kids. But now you feel like if you're bullied, the whole world, they're bringing in the whole world by putting everything out there. And that's,
yes, correct. On social media, that's what it is. Yeah, because you wouldn't call up somebody's, you know, home on the landline and talk a bunch of crap, but now we've got Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and TikTok and you know, everybody's bullying
One
behind their
push of the button
screens.
and you have destroyed somebody's spirit,
And
and I
life.
know, like you said about discussions and stuff, and I know that, like, the way with Maddox, he's 9, and we talk about it, and I'll hear him playing on different games of his, like VR, and there'll be like, little battles between them where, you can tell they're getting angry. And with Maddox, if I hear something that I think is a little bit on, the bullying side, I don't make him apologize. I think parents that make their kids apologize, that makes no sense to me. So I usually, like, and I've always been this way with Megan, I would talk to him about the situation, and I'm like, now, Megan, I'm not telling you have to apologize, or, Maddox, I'm not telling you have to apologize. But what I am saying is you need to just kind of stop and think about what happened. And then if you feel like maybe you were in the wrong, then it's okay to be the person that apologizes. And my kids end up making that apology. And so those are those proud mom moments. But I think I like handling it that way, because otherwise, if you go to your kid and say, hey, you shouldn't have done that, you're going to go apologize right now.
Yeah,
That
that's really
doesn't.
great. It's not as effective. You're absolutely correct, and that's really great advice, because what you're doing is two things. Number one, you're allowing for your child to take accountability on their own rather than saying, this is what you did wrong and this is how you need to correct it. You're pointing out, hey, maybe you need to reflect on that and come to that realization on your own. And then the other thing you're doing is putting the ball in their court. Well, mom thinks that I'm independent enough to make a decision. Do I need to apologize? And that's teaching them self-reflection and just all around being a better human. So kudos.
Yeah, I just think, I think that would go a long way in a lot of homes, I don't know, I'm just really bothered by this story, and I just wish, I don't know, there's got to be something. I guess it just is going to stem from the homes and communication, like you said, and then the schools are going to have to do something, because it's not okay, because it does really happen in the schools too. And unfortunately, with social media, that's going to come back to the homes. Parents really need to make these decisions if their children are really ready for social media. I seen that one actor, Matthew McConaughey, and his oldest son, Levi. I believe he was 15. On his 15th birthday, one of his birthday gifts, and they did a video, is they were allowing him to have an Instagram because they felt like he had gotten into a place in his life where he could handle it.
Yes.
And that was really like made you stop and think. We're letting our, and I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty that my 9-year-old is sitting upstairs right now and has just about every platform there is, and do I have his password so I can keep an eye on stuff? Yes, but he does. And should he? Probably, maybe not, to have some of the one, and I'll be that mom that says, it's, but I do try to monitor it. But there's days I think he's not ready for a lot of it. I don't want to shelter my kids from the world because they have to live in it someday. But unfortunately, with social media, it's just really brought the evil into everybody's homes.
Yes, it has. And that's what I was gonna say, you know, for a child who is being bullied at, you know, every single day at school, that's like a jail sentence. You know, here are these people torturing and bullying and making them feel horrible about themselves, and then they have to go to school with these same kids, so they have to see them every single day of their lives. You know, if they're in multiple classes with these kids, if they're on the same sports teams, I mean, what have you. It's just, It's an issue that a lot of people can identify with personally, like you said, Tammy, how you were bullied in school. And it's an issue that many, many, many households and families and parents are dealing with their kids too. And it's just heartbreaking. You know, it's heartbreaking being the person who was bullied, and even more so as a mom, if you have a child who was bullied. How must this mother of Aubrey Wyatt be feeling? I can't even imagine. I cannot imagine. It's just so traumatizing and heartbreaking and sad, and you
Yeah,
know,
and
there
now
does
she's
need.
being bullied, you know. She has been forced to take down any remnants of her daughter off of social media while this case works its way through. You know,
Yes.
and the whole world, you know, has decided to say her name because they're not allowing the mother to.
Absolutely. Well, one of the bullies, one of the other young ladies, apparently her dad is the
He
superintendent
was
for
the
the school.
superintendent of the school. So, you know, there was the one message that was released that she sent her mom a picture that the girl slapped her in the face, left a mark,
Yes.
and told her,
Yes.
you go straight to the office and tell them. And she did. And they're not going to do anything when it's your, you know, me. My kid would have known that. I don't play that. I won't allow my children to disrespect people in such a way. It doesn't matter who they are, and you don't put your hands on another person regardless. And but for I mean that's the schools just condoning it. And
Which is a whole separate issue that
yeah.
snowballs out of control when coupled with this issue. And
Yeah. So anyways, on that, my hope is that, you know, maybe this, you know, my heart breaks for her family, but in one small way, it's really brought, you know, the subject to the forefront. So maybe it will make change, you know, and so,
it certainly has brought awareness to the issue. I did check
yeah.
out, I believe her name is Haley. Haley Wyatt is the mother. She has a GoFundMe online for legal fees. She's in, battling a court order that is, as Tammy said, essentially a gag order that she's not allowed to post. She had to take all of Aubrey's, you know, social medias down. She's not allowed to,
Speak her own
you know,
daughter's name on social media.
speak her
What?
own daughter's name or that of the bullies. It's just
Right.
incredible. It's just incredible. It's just
Yeah.
absolutely. But we will say her name. So.
Yeah. I absolutely will. So I just think, you know, with that, everybody just should do better. You know, it's always a good way to just end that topic by just saying, let's just do better.
Absolutely.
It's something as simple as be kind, choose kind, you know, don't intentionally hurt another human.
Yes, do no
Simple as
harm.
that.
Do no
Simple
harm.
as that.
I always say that.
So,
Oh, I
you're
don't have
looking
any.
great. You're looking beautiful.
You're
Feeling
looking.
good. You're feeling great.
I am. I'm feeling good. You're looking great and beautiful today as well. How are you? How have you been feeling?
I'm good. I'm okay. I am giving myself injections once a week and now am in treatment every Thursday. So I'm actually at the cancer center in Venice every Thursday now. So that we were on for 4 weeks and now they've extended it to 8. So, but we
That's it.
got this
You got this.
Thursday.
I love that. I love that. You have to stay positive. And you know,
Yeah.
there have been studies done that the cells in our bodies actually change from positivity. So
I think so.
that's what's gonna get you through this. That's what
Yeah.
got me through it as I sit
Yeah.
here with my prayer shawl from my Grandma Judy. So
Nice.
I wore this to many chemotherapy appointments. So I'm sending you good vibes through my prayer shawl that got
I
me
like it.
through
I was looking
treatment.
at.
Old ladies knitted this from the Catholic church I grew up in.
Really?
It's got a Queen of a Miraculous medal on it, and it had accompanied me to every chemo that I went to from the time I received it from my grandma. So,
That's awesome.
isn't it
That's
pretty?
awesome. That is so
Yeah.
beautiful.
It came from the church I grew up in. So.
I like it. I love it. As far as our podcast, people are loving it, and I'm so excited, and we're meeting so many new people, and everybody seems so far is such good feedback. So Shout out
I've
to
heard.
all of the people out there that are listening and, and hanging out with us, even though we haven't quite got our groove yet, but we will. We're taking two single moms with kids in a crazy life that are, what are we? How many miles apart are we, do you think? We should look that up sometime. We'll have to put our addresses because we've got to be
1,000.
1,200, yeah, over a
Yeah.
thousand miles away, and
I
trying
know.
to coordinate that. And I don't think people even get the gist of, I'm like, oh, this will be easy. And shout out to y'all that have stuck with us, and made it to episode 3 with us, as we have no idea what we're doing, but we've said in the beginning we probably wouldn't ever, and but we were going to enjoy the ride. So I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying the ride too, Tam. Yes, we did. One thing Sam and I have in common, because we have many things in common and a few differences, but one thing we have in common is that we are both doers. So I think when the idea of we were spitballing around the idea of a podcast, and then when we got really serious about it and it just started snowballing, we were, oh yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure that out too. Oh yeah, we got this,
And we have, though,
and we
whether
have.
we figured it out the right way, but we figured it out our way.
We have.
And I think single moms do that anyways. I've always said nobody hustles more and harder than a single mom. You just
Figure
figure
it
it
out.
out. You figure out how to make it work for you. And I don't know if we're doing it the right way, but I know every now and then we hit send episode and it airs out to the world. So we're doing something right.
And we have gotten good feedback. We've got excellent supporters and listeners. Thank you guys.
We have the
Thank you so
best
much.
listeners. We have the
We
best.
do.
So,
We do.
and yeah, shout out to our listeners. So hang with us and don't give up on us yet. We're gonna figure this out. And like I've said, we're gonna laugh through it anyways.
Once again, don't forget to go to our website. It's www.thedannyandtammyshow.com. Please leave us a little question that we may answer on air in our Q&A section. And if we do decide to pick your question and answer it on our next podcast show, we will send you some merchandise that we're going to be.
From
Yay! Well, thank you for listening
Yay.
today. I'm your host, Danny McDuffie.
And I'm your host, Tammy Nicholson, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Danny.
Bye, Tammy.